Glad to have Rick Windham right alongside us to kick off the work week as we have State Senator Mike Groney joining us to give us the latest going on throughout the state and highlighting some of the recent news here throughout the state, too. Little impact legislative District 42 and the rest of the western end of the state. Good morning, Senator Groney, and how are you?
Good, good. State holiday today. To me, it's still Columbus Day. One of the biggest disappointments I had in a state of Nebraska since I've been there is last summer during that special session, we changed Columbus Day to Indigenous Peoples and Columbus Day. Indigenous Peoples Day and Columbus Day.
And we had to waste time on that.
Well, we have to, you know, cancel culture isn't just done by radical left. It's also done by country club Republicans. It was absolutely unnecessary. I don't want to get into Columbus and what was going on in the 15th century. He was not just a guy who happened to land in America. He changed navigation theory about the westerly winds, the difference between the compass settings and the polar and North Star as you moved west. He figured out the variances. He came and he found a new world, and he had the first permanent settlement, which led to an amazing event where it's first time in history people of different cultures were able to mix, melt together without war. Most of the folks here came on their own to find it. I mean, it just started a change to the entire world. So anyway, we all know that. And without that, you and I and the rest of the Americans wouldn't be here and have the great life we have. It's a symbol of a starting day. And anyway, the whole thing was an absolute disaster as far as I'm concerned, because I admire American Indians' culture. We all do. It's amazing the way their lifestyle was and the way they lived, completely different than Europeans. And they already have 2 days. There's already 2 days designated for Native American Day. In 1983, the legislature designated the fourth Monday in September of each year shall be known as the Native Nebraska's American Indian Day, and that on this day, schools, clubs, and civic and religious organizations shall be encouraged to recognize the day contribution of American Indians. We did that in 1983. And we added that day when I was ed chairman, civics laws that was part of that a day that they should observe in the schools. And then Congress created the Friday immediately following Thanksgiving. They did it in 2009 to designate it as Native American Heritage Day. So there's a national day, there's a state day. And now, I don't know, you know, I guess I shouldn't get too upset, because when you look up the definition of indigenous, it's originating or occurring naturally in a particular place or a native. I guess I was born here, so I'm one of them. I'm indigenous to the United States, and so are you guys. But it wasn't even pushed by the American Indians. They had their day. They were happy. They had been... times have changed. They've been treated better. They've been given more economic opportunities and things. They didn't even push this. This was the anarchist and the anti-culture people.
The woke folks.
The woke folks. The perfect people. People who were never born with original sin. The perfect people. They just tear into people's lives. And to find one little thing they did, I feel sorry for Martin Luther King, which I think was an unbelievably great man, but he did have his flaws, too. Wait till they get to him. I mean, where does it stop?
Well, there's already some instances where they are, and I don't think they realize it.
they want to destroy. They are incompetent, unable to achieve things. So they want to destroy individuality. Anybody who has their name on something is a target. They want everything to be considered as a group, as a socialist group. Indigenous people, Juneteenth instead of Martin Luther King Day. They absolutely hate individual achievement. That's why they hate free enterprise. Those of you who create a business and become wealthy, they hate it because they're incapable of doing it. So they want everybody brought down to their level. That's the only way I can interpret it. There's no other rational reason for what they do, the cancel culture people, and they do these things, and I don't know. But anyway, to me, it'll always be Columbus Day. I'm no Italian heritage, but I do realize this man did amazing things along with the Queen of Spain. Yeah, think of that. It was an Italian man who went to Spain and got the leadership of Spain at that time, the Queen, to help him do this.
Italian government didn't want any part of it, so he went shopping around and found that. But then history rolled on. The Italians became very proud of him, and rightly so.
Yeah.
And that was one of the reasons we had such a great migration of Italians wanting to immigrate to this country. That's where Columbus found, and they were proud to go there.
Yes, and then lucky they did.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's their day. Let them have it. I mean, just, you know, in Denver, that's where it all started. It's kind of ironic. Denver was the first state back in 1905 or something. I mean, not Denver. Colorado was the first state to declare Columbus Day a state holiday. But, and it really wasn't a national holiday till the 1970s. But they're in Denver then they destroyed the parade every year that woke people, and that's where all this attack Christopher Columbus started. But who's next? What's next? Well, we know they tore down all the statues from the Southern, and you know they might have rationale behind some of that, but I don't know. It's anybody who stands up gets attacked. Let me tell you about it. I got a little personal experience with that. So, anyway, it's Columbus Day, and let's celebrate it that way as far as I'm concerned. A lot of good things have happened because he discovered this country and or this continent. Never really did land on the mainland. But, so we go on. Otherwise, we're working on some legislation, and I'm trying to figure out how to do something about vaccines. I'll work with a few other senators to have some type of sanctuary state for vaccines, and we'd have more immigration of people into our state than we could handle. Because it's getting way out of hand, as we all know. If they'll take our rights away, just ignore rights, the constitutional rights over a pandemic that spread across the country, but had, in terms of historic pandemics, has a very, very low mortality rate. What will they do when the next crisis comes up? What constitutional rights will be ignored by the courts and by the federal government? It's not a good trend we're on in this country. It goes back to what I said about Columbus Day. They're destroying individuality. They're trying to make us a group, just a one member of the herd or the government chattel. It's not a good trend. Country is built on the individuality. Period. Simple. Best rise to the top, the hardest workers rise to the top, they create things that others benefit from, and trying to bring them all down now. So But that's an issue that a lot of people are talking about. There's still a lot of talk about election issues. I don't know if we'll get anything done there. That's up to Senator Brewer and the government committee. I still have my bill in alive in the committee on shortening up the voting period.
Just to verify, Senator Groney, off of something you mentioned a minute ago, that's up to Senator Brewer as the chair of the Government and Military Affairs Committee, correct?
Yeah, it depends how aggressive he wants to get.
Sure.
Does he want to encourage the body to pull a bill out of his committee? Does he? He can't twist. He's got a 4-4 committee, but everything, I think I've said it 1,000 times on your show here, everything starts and bottlenecks or gets out with the committee process. If you don't get out of committee, it's dead. You know, even though you have a majority on the floor that wants to pass something, if it doesn't get out of committee, it's dead. That's because of the hardcore partisan, and most of those hardcore partisans, no matter what the press tells you, are Democrats. Senator Moorfield, who wants to be the county attorney for Lancaster County, and he's never been in a courtroom, I don't think. He's a lawyer, but he's never been in that part of the law. And then you've got Senator Lathrop, who's another ambulance chaser. That's how he makes a living. Lawsuits on injury car accidents, but they're hardcore, and when it comes to setting up the committees, they rule the day over the weaker Republicans and the majority, so they know how the game's played, and if it can't come out of committee, it doesn't happen in Nebraska. But I tell it like it is, and if they don't like it, that's so, but that's a big issue yet, and I've told leadership that the speaker and stuff, I might filibuster every damn bill that comes out until we address those major issues that the rank-and-file people of Nebraska want, and that's addressing the vaccination policies and the 30-30 option.
The land
grab.
My
bill at NCORP is a perfect example of anti-30-30, where government owns land for no good reason, controls it, controls its use. Just a smaller version of it at a local level with the NRDs. There's no reason they need to own that land. There's no reason the government should tell people 30% of the land what use it can be used for. You know, there's give and take, you know, there's zoning and all of that, but you know, you've got to find a balance. But 30-30 from the federal government is one of those things that swings the pendulum too far. Same thing within NRDs, protecting the water. They went from land protecting the water to, they don't protect it, but the use of it, to own land. It went too far. Pendulum swung too far. But that bill's still alive, and pushing to get it out of committee. I should have the 5 votes. I reaffirmed here this summer. The Bible, and they're getting beat over the head, browbeat by the NRD establishment not to support the bill, but they're holding firm with me. So anyway, it's not an easy battle. People call me up and tell me, oh, just do this. It's the right thing to do. The right thing to do doesn't mean a damn thing in politics. It's who makes the money and who gave the most money, which lobby gave the most money to the politician in most cases. Anyway, but there's a few of us down there that follow what's right and wrong and what's good for the individual, not good for the lobby. So that's some of the things that are still brewing around. And of course the governor and Linehan Revenue Committee wants to cut taxes more. And, I tell them, you tell me where you're going to cut spending and I'll cut taxes, but we've got to cut spending. Another big issue is how the $1 billion, it's supposed to be $1 billion. We already have $520 million sitting in the bank from the ARP, the last act, Biden's throw money around, print it. I mean, people forget there was another trillion and a half he printed to pass out for the COVID response. Before he's even talking about another $1.5 billion for infrastructure and $3.5 billion to $5 billion for, let's have a party and pass out money. So nobody has to work. Who don't want to? But that money hasn't been split up yet in Nebraska. And the governor's making his wish list, and Stinner and the appropriations committees are making their wish list, and then all of us senators can introduce a bill on the floor to what we'd like to see some of the money used for. I'm hoping that it's going to get spent. Of course, the big special interests who have the most influence got their fingers out first, public education. After they got their own $500-600 million already, they want more. The University of Nebraska, which I'd like to see get knocked down in size a little bit to actually fit 1 or 2 million people in Nebraska and quit trying to be a university that is supported by 30 or 40 million, like most of the Big Ten schools, a population. Anyway, I'm rambling here, but they want a couple, $300 million for special projects. So they haven't even filled the entire innovative campus yet where the state fairgrounds is. They built that, 10 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
They still don't have it full of occupants, but they want to build more. And I don't blame them. The money's sitting there. A sidebar, I told another senator I must be getting soft. I actually felt sorry for Martinez and Frost yesterday, or Saturday. that was an inside joke, but there's a lot of things going on. And to get to my point, I'm thinking about bringing a bill to use some of that money to fully fund the $50 million for the rail park.
Oh, for our rail park here in the county?
Well, for the whole state, $30 million could go to the county.
Okay.
There's a total of $50 million in the bill.
Mm-hmm.
No one project can receive over 30, which we're hoping North Platte, everything works well, and people come to North Platte to build and manufacture, and we take the full 30. And then the other $20 million can be split up amongst the rest of the projects in the state. But the bill gives authorization up to $50 million. LB 40 did. So, but the Appropriations Committee has to appropriate the money, and so far we've got $10 million appropriated. So I'll bring a bill like that probably, just to remind people what I did during redistricting, that we sit there and we wring our hands every 10 years about losing conservative representation in the state and rural representation in the state, then we turn around the very next year give millions and millions of dollars to Omaha and Lincoln for economic development, to the university, where it creates jobs, and then the populace moves further east. Time to invest in western Nebraska and rural Nebraska. So that's something else. But anyway, I'm going to, I'm looking out my window and at the river, and I'm wondering, I'd be afraid to get on a raft and go down the damn thing, and Columbus jumped on a boat and took off across an ocean that half the people still believed
would just kind of drop off.
Would flat.
Yeah.
They were going to fall off.
Supposed to be a big drop off.
Yeah. So anyway, when you think about it, it was an amazing accomplishment. It really was.
Now, Senator Groney, a couple moments ago, you were talking about Senator Brewer. How is he doing health-wise? How did he seem during the special session?
He seemed okay. He kind of not disengaged from. He was on that committee. I don't know why they put him on it. They knew he wasn't feeling good from the redistricting committee. But he was there. But he's doing fine now. Heck, he's still planning on climbing a mountain in Africa.
Thank you, Jesus.
I was reading a little bit about that, and he's dragging along a couple of the other woke people with him.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, how'd that happen?
I don't know. They're going to have a filming crew along with him, I guess, to show how bipartisanship works. I think most of them went because as individuals they wanted to try something. They wanted to do something they could say they did.
Knock something off the bucket list, I guess.
What's that?
Knock something off the bucket list, I guess you could say.
Yeah, I think that's how it all started. I don't even know how to. Well, Tom is an adventurer, you know that. He's what he's done in life is amazing already.
Oh yeah.
True war hero, and so he's always looking for that next
next adventure,
next thrill,
next challenge, yep.
Adventure. Yeah. So I admire him for that. But and we all take our pride and our accomplishments a little different. I dug fence hole, post hole last year and changed a fence line, so I'm pretty proud of that. I was able to accomplish that at my age. But anyway,
that's a workout and a half.
Yeah, it was nice. Beautiful day. Absolutely gorgeous day. I wish them luck, and I hope they, I don't know, there's a couple of them that aren't big vaccination fans in that group. We'll see how bad they really want to do it, if they take the vaccination or not.
Yeah.
But, that's another thing. I'm brave once in a while, too. I've decided to be a part of the, you know, every great experiment has to have a control group. I'm part of the control group. That they, you know, 10 years from now, they hopefully, unless they hold me down and vaccinate me, then we compare those who took the vaccinations health to those who didn't, and long range. But you need a control group. You keep talking science, and anybody who's done a scientific project knows you have to have a control group to compare it to. So I volunteered to be part of that.
Okay. Now, Senator Groney, changing gears here real quick before we wrap up. You were talked about a little bit a week ago here on the program. Talked to a couple of political candidates for the governor's race, including your colleague, Senator Carol Blood, who she didn't mention you, but I did talk to former Governor Heineman a little bit about you. He was in North Platte last Monday, I believe it was, and had time to record an interview with him and aired it later on in the week last week, and said that two of you have had some dialogue together.
Yeah, we had a phone call. But I ain't saying anything unless he just, whatever, you know, it was a private phone call.
Sure.
I just wanted to know. I haven't endorsed anybody yet.
And you've gone on the program before and said you don't plan on endorsing anybody anytime soon. It's still early in the political cycle.
Yeah, why would you do that unless, I don't know, a good old boy or something? Because you don't know what's coming out yet. Does anybody really know Jim Pillen? I don't know him. His only track record he has is as a region, and that's not a very good track record. Because, you know, he did that thing with critical race theory a little late in the game to do it. But, and that was all tied to the governor's race, and he knew it wasn't going to go anywhere. But he never stood up before. I do know he didn't, well, I've got a little personal thing about him, but, you know, he, when Senator Erdman and Brewer and Halloran and came in 2 years after me, they start looking hard at the budget of the University of Nebraska. And, you know, fourth highest in the nation per capita tax support of our higher education. That's one reason folks want to know why your taxes are high. We give our state dollars to the university, and you fund every your public schools with your own property taxes, so the money can be funneled east. But they started asking hard questions, and I joined in with them. Well, Pillen and they didn't like that, so Pillen the other one that has his name on the football practice field, Hawks, they started a public, interest group called Friends of the University, and they threw a bunch of money into it, and they gave money to any candidate that run against Groney or anybody else that even dared to ask questions about the finances at the University of Nebraska. So that isn't somebody you think Groney's going to support. What's he going to do as governor? How much money is he going to throw at the university in eastern Nebraska there if he becomes governor? That's the questions I got to ask, because I got, you know, my white hair didn't come easily. It came with common sense and some hard knocks. I never vote for anybody anymore about what they say they're going to do. I look at what they've done. You know, as, you know, he's got the potential to be a great governor. Well, let me tell you, I follow old Coach Parcells, and somebody asked him about a football player, about the potential of a football player, and he said, you know what,
It's, you know what the definition of potential is? It means you haven't done it yet. Well, I haven't seen where Blood, Dillon, Lindstrom has done it yet. I haven't. Did you see Lindstrom stand up once during the redistricting debate? He wants to be a leader? I didn't see it. I stood up a whole bunch, took a lot of grief and heat, but I'd said what the people wanted to hear.
So now, and as you brought up a few weeks ago also, Senator Groney, on that note, there's another political candidate that's a colleague of yours in the redistricting process that didn't say a whole lot either, and of course, Senator Vargas, the way that redistricting turned out directly impacted his campaign, too.
Yeah, and he wanted it to help, but he didn't want to say anything. How do you call that leadership? So, Blood's taken me on here recently when I said a few things in reply to, if you read my column, about... As far as I'm concerned, on the pronoun issue, that's part of that woke stuff, too. That biologically, science is only female now. Now, we are human beings of free will, and what you want to do with your sexuality, I guess, or your sexual behavior, that's another issue. But I don't judge you. But anyway, she took me on, sent an email out to all the senators attacking me as a mean and a Republican, and I had no empathy. Like they claimed I had no empathy when I was glad I got through COVID and got over it. But anyway, I replied to her individually. I sent her an email. I said, Senator Blood, I'm not going to play this game where you set me up as a straw dog as a Republican you attack, because I'm not running for governor yet, I said. So leave me. I said, but I do have empathy for fools. I will not embarrass a fool by taking them on publicly. Even though they don't even know they're being made a fool of. So I didn't get a reply from her. But anyway, no, I'm not supporting Shakira Blood for governor, if that's what you were asking the original question.
Oh, no, I was just mentioning that Governor Heineman had said that you and he had some dialogue together when he stopped by the studio here last week.
Yeah, I just had a call. I called him to see if he was going to run, because I didn't know who the, there was any candidates coming into the race yet. So, I got along with Heineman when he was governor. He supported my petition drive to control state spending back then. He placed me on a commission, nominated me for a commission, put me on one. So I told him bluntly, I said, you're going to have to change your view on property taxes. And he understood that. He'd always, when he'd get a phone call, on his radio show, the governor's radio show, and people would ask about property tax, he'd say, well, that's a local issue. That's a completely local issue. And I told him, I said, that is not, and you know that now. And he said he understood that we got to find a way to fund our schools with state money. But that was the only complaint I ever had about Heineman as governor. He did favor his college, university a little bit too much, but anyway, Herbster's still out there too. You know, I'm saying anything about Herbster. I just wish he would realize that wearing a cowboy hat and standing beside a bull is not going to get dirt in the urban place on billboards. Yeah, I love my cowboys and ranchers, but there ain't enough of them to elect you. So anyway, but no, Herbster's still out there. He's got the right thought pattern. But as far as endorsing anybody, I don't know. I might not. I might just float down the river. It's on the other side of it.
Senator Groney, we do need to get to a news break, sir. But if there's any of your constituents that want to reach out to you, you and your staff are still working here throughout this little bit of downtime in the legislative calendar.
Yeah, but everything got bunched about bill writing and figuring out what you're doing for the next year because of this special session that was supposed to last a week and ended up lasting three. Mm-hmm. They can call my office. Of course, government employees don't work today for Columbus Day.
Sure.
Offices are closed across the state. But, call. I'll try to get back to you. Now, I might be blunt with you. Don't take it personal. I'm debating issues. not a misogynist. So anyway, yeah, call. Yeah, we need to find out what's going on. I guess I'm going to be doing a town hall, maybe up at Stapleton or something, because they've asked me to, since I'm their new senator.
Sure.
And then there's another meeting up at Thedford. I'll be probably going to on the 26th up there of October. Otherwise, we just get up every day and see what's got to be done.
Well, Senator Groney, look forward to helping you promote those town halls. Keep us posted, and we'll talk to you again next Monday, sir.
Yes, we'll do.
Thanks, Mike.